A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Brachas Lamed Zayin, Brachas 37a. We're going to start from the facing page towards the end of the page. So we're starting on page 72, Lamed Vav Amed Beis 36b, towards the bottom. Our topic for today is Brachas, dealing with the supremacy of the five primary grains: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. And what we will learn is that, number one, if a product has these as a significant ingredient, in other words, not as a binder, but as a significant ingredient, then the bracha will be mizonos, even though it is not the primary ingredient. So let's clarify this. It's a lot of concepts at once, but it's really very simple. If you have wheat in a product, the product will become a mizonos, provided that the wheat is not in there simply as a binder. For example, some people want to say that licorice is mizonos because it has flour in it, but that's widely rejected because the flour that's in licorice, it's really a candy, and the flour that's in it is merely to bind it and make it into a solidified candy. Person drops a little flour into a potato soup to make it a little bit more congealed. That's not what we're talking about. But if it has wheat, barley, those types of grains, as a real ingredient, even if it's not majority, it's going to become a mizonos. If you have a vegetable soup that has barley in it, if you have a chulent that has meat, potatoes, beans, and some barley, if the barley is in it to a significant extent, to the point that if you take a spoonful of this chulent, you're going to get barley, then the bracha on it is mizonos. That's the power of the five grains. Person takes a knedel in soup and cuts up the knedel such that they're having knedel with soup in every spoonful. It's mizonos, even though it's soup, because the five grain item that is part of the dish takes over the bracha.
Is that the measure, that it should be in more or less every spoon?
That's one way that Paiskim define it. It becomes a little delicate. There are a lot of delicate things about this rule, but the rule is true.
So
the rule is a powerful rule.
Vegetable soup with pasta, but it doesn't have that much pasta.
A person drops in a drop of noodles. Right. To what extent? A person puts in croutons, but the croutons might be considered an enhancer as the soup, not an ingredient in the soup. And it becomes confusing. The way to avoid it is to purposely take a few croutons on the side, make a mizonos on them, and you are machshiv the croutons as a dish of its own, for those of us who are crouton addicts. And then you take a little drink, make a bracha sha'akol, have your drink, and then you have your soup, having already absolved it of brachas because of the other items that you're having. But the principle is true. And the second part of this principle, which the Gemara will outline, is that it's limited to the five grains. You have other grains, such as rice. They are not going to take over the bracha. They're considered an ingredient. If it's majority ingredient, if it's a significant ingredient, it might end up being the ingredient of that item. But it's not one of the takeover, powerful type of foods that's actually going to take over the bracha, even if it's a minority ingredient, which is the case by the five grains. Again, minority ingredient, but it's still so significant because of its nature. It's a five grain. It could be a hamotzi type of item. So then, if it's a mizonos, if it's a hamotzi, whatever its application is, typically it's mizonos. I'm not sure, actually, as I'm talking, if hamotzi would ever be applicable, because the minute it has so many other ingredients, it becomes a cake. If it has shortening and honey and raisins, and everything else, I don't know if it would ever happen by hamotzi application of these grains, but it would happen by a mizonos. Okay. Let's begin from where I described Lamed Vav Amid Beis. It's about 8 lines up. The first words on the line are Ha Biyaveshta, and we start with Chavitz. Chavitz Kedera, a congealed, potted mixture, Vechein Daiso, or a cereal, like what we would call a hot cereal, but with other ingredients. Rav Yehuda Mashakol Niyabidvar. Rav Yehuda says it's Shahakol. We don't paskin like that, but as we'll see in a moment, it's because there's so much honey and other stuff in it, he holds it got downgraded to like what we would call almost a candy. Rav Kana, Omar, Rav Kana says, Boramine Mizonos, it's a Mizonos. But Daisikreda, if it's a straight cereal, Kule Amalo Pligi de Boramine Mizonos, of course it's a Mizonos. You have oatmeal, for example, of course it's a Mizonos. Keep Ligi, but Daisikin Chavitz Kedera, if you take a cereal and downgrade it, because you put in so many other things into the mix. Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol. Rav Yehuda says it's Shahakol Savaduv Sha'ika, because he holds the honey is the main thing. I'm on the first wide line now, middle of the line. Rav Kana Amar Borei Mine Mizonos. Rav Kana says it's a Mizonos Savasimida Ika, because the flour is the main thing. Amar Rav Yosef Kavaseh Rav Kana Mistavra. We should go like Rav Kana, who says that it becomes a Mizonos. The Rav and Shmuel, and this is what I did in our overview, because Rav and Shmuel say the Amrit Havayu Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Asaminim, anything that has an ingredient of the five species, Mevorchem Alav Borim Minim Mizonos, it becomes a Mizonos because it's an ingredient. As long as it's significant, even not majority, but it's playing in there as an ingredient, it dominates the bracha scene. Gufa, we learned. Rav and Shmuel, the Amrit Havayu, both of them said, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamishas Haminim, if it has an ingredient of the five types of grain, Mevarchem Laborim Minim Mizonos, you make a Mizonos. V'itmanami, and they also made a second statement, Rav and Shmuel, the Amrit Havayu, Kol Shehu Mechamishas Haminim, Mevarchem Laborim Mizonos, if it's entirely made of these grains, I guess you added water in it in order to make it a thing, but it doesn't have any other ingredients, then it's a Mizonos. So the Gemara wonders, Tzricha, why do you need them both? If you already told me that as a significant ingredient it becomes a Mizonos, so if it's entirely one of the five grains, of course it's a Mizonos. It's just more of what you described. And the Gemara explains, the Iashmina Kol Shehu, if we were told entirely, Havamina Mishim De'isa Be'ene, because it's entirely, Avayidei Taruvas, but if it's mixed, Lo, Kamash Malan, Kol Sheyesh Bo, even if it's a significant ingredient, that part of the equation I think we all understood. But the Gemara works it out. V'iash me'inon. But what about the flip side? Kol Sheyesh Bo, it has an ingredient of the five grains. Why do you also need the statement if it's entirely the five grains? It's Mizonos. Hava amina, second line of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Kol Sheyesh Bo Chameshes Aminim in. If it's entirely the five, then it gets a Mizonos. What happens if it's less than entirely? So I would think, Kol Sheyesh Bo Chameshes Haminim in Aval Oriz V'dochen Lo Mishum De'ayidei Taruvis. Rice or millet, if it's mixed in, so then it doesn't dominate. Aval Isa Be'enei, but if it's the entire dish, is a rice dish, I would think you make a Mizonos on it. I'm running through it because we don't paskin, like this is basically a misunderstanding that you should not make a Mizonos on rice. Asks the Gemara, the beginning of the next line, probably the ninth line on the page, it asks, you don't make a Mizonos on rice? V'atanya, we learned that you do. Haviu lefanav pas orez or pas dochen. If they brought you a rice cake or a millet cake, not necessarily a rice cake, but a cake made of rice powder. You make a bracha like a cereal dish. v'gamemaisa kedeir, and everybody knows a cereal dish. Tanya b'tchilim mevarach alam barim in a mezonos. It's a mezonos first, and l'vasof mevarach alam and baracha achas mein shalosh, and afterwards is an ala michya. And the Gemara answers k'maisa kedeir v'lo k'maisa kedeir, and this is the way we paskin. Rice is like the cereal dish and not like the cereal dish. K'maisa kedeir, in some ways it's like the cereal dish. D'mevarach alam b'tchila v'sof. You make a bracha before and after, and the bracha before would be mizonos. V'lo k'maisa kedeira. But it's not like a cereal dish, d'ilu b'maisa kedeira, because by a cereal dish, b'tchilam borim mine mizonos, ilu b'saf bracha achas min shalosh, you made a mizonos with an ala michya, the way we're accustomed to, on cake, cookies, etc. V'ilu hacha b'tchilam mavaruch lav shakon liya b'dvaro. But over here, you would make a shahakal first, and you would make a brain of fashas afterwards. And the Gemara continues, and the maskana, the way we paskin, is that rice gets a mezonos before and a brain of fashas after. The question is, what about other similar grains that are not part of the five grains but are nutritious like? In other words, just as rice got upgraded to a mezonos before, maybe others should. You'll notice approximately on the ninth line where we started one of the pieces, Dochen is in brackets. Some had it in the Gemara, some did not. We paskin it's not.
What is Dochen?
Millet. Millet and other types of, they're those that go as far as saying potatoes might be the same as rice. We know on Pesach you can't eat the five grains, so everybody's got potato starch. The Sfardim were allowed to eat rice, didn't have a gzeira of kitnias. They love to use rice on Pesach because it's a mainstay. So these types of items, should they be mizonos? And again, not paskining the halacha, but just broadening our perspective, the potato thing goes so far that some people hold it should be a mizonos because it's like rice. And they're not definitive that it should be mizonos because it's such a big debate. Even millet, we didn't go that far. And there are opinions that hold that a potato should be a shahakol, because they hold it's a mizonos, and they're afraid to make adama, and we know that shahakol is the universal bracha, so they hold that because it's upgraded to mizonos, but they can't be definitive, they hold it would be better to make a shahakol, which seems to be the most downgraded bracha, but at least it covers you. Fascinating debate. We paskin, potatoes, adama, orez, rice, five grains, certainly mizonos. Orez rice is a mizonos before, a shahakal after. The acronym is amein, orez, mizonos, nefashos. And all other items that might be debatable, we make its definitive bracha, and we don't get fazed by this machlokas. If it's a potato, we make adama. If it's a grain, whatever it is, we're just going to make the bracha that it is, and we don't upgrade it. But in terms of mizonos of the five grains, this powerful concept that it takes over the bracha once it's an ingredient. Question, yeah?
Millet, then you're saying,